Now it's time for my understatement of the day. Parenting is an adventure. Now, having said that, when those times of confusion and challenge come about, the solutions may not be that far away for you. Just listen to your kids, share experiences, thoughts, discovery, of course, love. This is an idea my next guest has made a priority in her work, which has resulted in quality children's TV, including shows like Blue's Clues, Creative Galaxy, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, and so much more. She also has a soon-to-be-released book which will help adults open up more of their life called Life Clues, Unlocking the Lessons to an Exceptional Life. Angela Santomero, how are you today, Angela?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for the work that you've done for kids, families, all points in between. AngelasClues.com, LifeClues.com. We have those links over at our homepage. If you wanted to summarize what your goals are with the shows you create, because we never know what the results are going to be, but we know going in, at least what the starting line looks like. What are your goals? Is there a common thread of goals between the shows I mentioned and the many others that you've been involved with, created of?
Yes, absolutely. My personal mission has been to empower, challenge, and build the self-esteem of kids while making them laugh, right? So I have always wanted to put the very best curriculum into as a foundation for any of the shows that I've done. So Super Why was all about the power of reading and how much you feel like a superhero. Blue's Clues was all about kindergarten readiness skills, but it was all through play and all through getting kids to lean in and interact with our media so that they're practicing these skills and loving it, right, because they're playing.
When you think, too, we see so many tragic stories of kids, victims of bullying and teen suicide and just all sorts of horrible stories. It's just that as much as we try, it just seems that we can't get to them all, can we?
Yeah, it is. That's why I love media in the sense of starting with preschoolers and little ones to try to in put some of the anti-bullying messages in a very passionate, loving way. To try to help with that, labeling emotions and, you know, and talking through. But yes, there's many, many things that I would love to say to kids and say to kids and parents, right, in that way. And so I agree. There's so much.
And certainly mm-hmm. with the age targeting that your shows do, you're ingraining that positive confidence into the younger people so that they can avoid falling prey to darkness that they are least threatened by later in life. And, you know, that to have that inner strength is the best way to overcome what others might try to perpetrate upon you, whether or not it's intentional or not, too. That's a whole other path of conversation. The idea of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, I mean, it's great to create a show and have it just click and become a success, Blue's Clues, for example. But when you're picking up the gauntlet carried by Fred Rogers, gee, that's not a no-pressure situation, is it?
No, I have to say. So I was that fan who could not sit any closer to the TV when Mr. Rogers was on. And so I talked about him a lot when Blue's Clues became successful. And so we got to meet, which was amazing, and become friends because I have a master's in child developmental psychology, and so did he, and so we talked a lot about educational media. So after he died, his team said, you know, he didn't like much of what was on TV, but he likes what you do. Would you do something to promote his legacy? And I was just, you know, took that very seriously. I probably cried. I did cry. And yeah, and it took me a long time to be able to release that first script, right, and that first concept because it needed to be everything, right, that Fred Rogers, in my opinion, everything that could really become who Fred Rogers is for today's kids.
With parenting, I mentioned, you know, I made a light of it, but it is a challenge. But what is it that parents need to do to be able to hear their kids, not listen to them, but hear them? I guess there's a sizable difference between those two actions.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's such a great question. I talk about attentive listening with regard to how we can hear and scaffold what they're saying to us in order to take it to the next level. There's something I call pausing. There's like this one of my life clues is pausing. And so one of the key things that we did on Blue's Clues and on other shows was that we leaned in, and instead of, you know, we ask a question, but we wait 4 or 5 beats of time before we answer those questions, or we ask another follow-up question. And so it's that kind of practice that really, that takes a lot of practice in order to get more and more out of our kids, because we want them invested in solving problems as much as they are invested in having the problems. And I also think observing play, watching them, you know, what they're watching on TV, what they're interested in, what they're, you know, what songs they love, like all of those things are clues to who our kids are and what they might need from us.
So with Angela Santomiro, creator of shows including Blue's Clues, Creative Galaxy, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. She's doing a little creating for us adults, too, with her upcoming book, Life Clues, Unlocking the Lessons to an Exceptional Life. AngelasClues.com. And for her book, LifeClues.com, we have those links on our homepage, Issues and Ideas, Radio.com. And that is what you are listening to as well. The parents, I think, do parents have a fear of failure and that keeps them from succeeding? Because, okay, you might not get it right the first time, the second time, but, boy, when you get it right, it's going to be a time for a party.
Get parenting right, it's totally time for a party. I think that we all feel like we are failing sometimes, right? It's that same imposter syndrome that we can have. And I do think that open, honest, transparent, and looking at the world through the eyes of a kid is what will help you go. Because we all also know that you learn more through failing, right? And so what is it that we're doing? What does perfection look like to us? And how does that change when you're talking about whatever the meaning of perfect is for your child, right? Like there's no perfect school, you know, it's what's the perfect school for your child. And so I think that kind of changes things when you start to look at everything from the eyes of your child or children in general.
And having read an advanced copy of your book, Life Clues, Unlocking the Lessons to an Exceptional Life, I think what you're teaching and helping adults understand they already have within them, they just have to know how to reach for it. That's going to build the bridge to create what you are hoping will come to pass between parents and children. That connection, the communication, the understanding of there's responsibilities, there's times of happy, there's times of serious. It's called having a life.
Exactly. And I think that when we can lean into that and not to feel the stress of being, as you said, perfect, and leaning into, okay, if something seems bad, let's turn it around and find something good. You know, that's a message we give on Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, but it's a message for all of us, right? To just kind of try to lean into that. And it's something that's simple and easy to understand for kids and simple and easy for us to remember, to try to think about, you know. And we have so many emotions, of course, and so many other responsibilities. So trying to take it for what it is, labeling those emotions, accepting that we're feeling ridiculously frustrated with life in general, right? And then trying to turn things around, even in the smallest of ways, could bring you more joy. That's what we talk about. Like, how do we make sure, even in parenting, that we can hold on to the joy of that, because it does go so fast. The kids are, you know, growing up and there's a new set of problems or issues. And so how do we keep, you know, finding those little moments of joy?
As well, too, you don't have to take it all on by yourself, as you write, be like Daniel Tiger and buddy up.
Exactly. Asking for help is one of those things that no one ever really thinks about doing. It's either that we want people to know that we need the help. We don't want to have to ask for it. We don't want to have to seem vulnerable or weak in any sort of way. But that is how anything gets done, right? It's like I work in media, of course. And so watching my shows and having people say, look at all of those people that work on this one episode of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, because it takes a village, as we've always said. And that's the case with anything. So, you know, you need help. You know, the only way you're going to get it is to ask for it.
And you're going to find some help for yourself, too, as an adult. And as I said, too, this will transfer into your parenting power with your children. When you get an advanced copy of Life Clues, you can pre-order at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever your favorite means of getting a book is. It's Life Clues, Unlocking the Lessons to an Exceptional Life. You can learn more about Angela's book at LifeClues.com. You can learn more about Angela's world at AngelasClues.com. Angela Santomiro, Thank you for what you've given our children through the creative skills that you've presented. Thank you for upholding the tradition of Fred Rogers with Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. And thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.